Pierre-Olivier Rollin. I'm the director of BPS 22 in the Museum of the Province of Hainaut in Charleroi. What I mean is to organize a new exhibition including different kind of art, different kind of technique, different kind of aesthetics in the same exhibition. I wanted absolutely mixed all the period and all the time. It's a video realized from an archive of Elvis Presley fans, very historic, and there is no mention of Elvis. And the spectator is seeing a lot of people crying.
Yeah, we don't never see why.
Yeah, but yeah. Who is responsible? Yeah. It's a very interesting questioning about a fan. It looks like sometime it could be very fun for young people. But it could be also dangerous, because this kind of scene are more than 10 years after the Second World War. We can understand how it could be dangerous to follow a leader.
Yeah.
This is a famous Hainaut painter, Henri Degroux. He's not very well as painter, but he's making wonderful drawing with Fusain. This is an accident in a mine. The body has smelled very bad. In fact, it's a new kind of morgue. It's just in the mine after the accident.
Thank you very much. It's really a fascinating mixture.
Thank you. You're always welcome.
The Uchronie is a perfect title.
Thank you.
My name is Boris Thiebaud, and I'm a visual artist from Charleroi, living in Brussels. It's a wall drawing of 130 meters squared, and it's a pochoir filled with graphite powder and graphite. So it's a close zoom of a classical engravings of Hendrik Goltzius, which is a Dutch manierist engraver of the 16th century.
So you're taking the theme of the exhibit, Uchronie, and putting it all in one thing, because you're using a 17th century painting as a basis for your mural.
Yeah, it's a kind of mise en abyme of the thematic of the exhibition. It's a kind of graphical reflection between the big art history and a singular gesture.
And then when the exhibit is over, is it going to be painted over?
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
So we need to get photographs.
Yeah,
good one. What do you feel about that?
No, it's not a problem. It's not the first temporary project, big scale project that I make, so I'm used to it and I will enjoy it as long as it's on the wall. So.
Well, there's something very poignant about the fact that it's not going to last. It makes it more valuable in a certain way.
Yeah. You have to enjoy it as much as possible. Before it disappears.